Hello, hello. Welcome to the very first episode of the It's Nap Time podcast. My name is Natalie Palik, and I am so excited to finally be launching this. I genuinely feel like a kid on Christmas morning. I just feel like the world is my oyster right now, and this is something that I have been so just planning and putting so much effort and intention towards. I have just been so excited to finally share this with you all. I have been wanting to have my own podcast for quite a few years now, and I have just decided that what better time than now to do this and just grow this community that I know is out there and just share all of the thoughts and experiences and honestly just anything that truly comes to mind. Because yes, I have social media, I have Instagram and TikTok, but I genuinely feel like having a podcast and just creating this type of environment is exactly what I am needing at this point in life. And I truly, truly hope that you can find also some importance and just find a community within this podcast. So I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet and just kind of tell you guys a little bit about me, my intentions with this podcast, and exactly where I see it going. So with that being said, like I said before, my name is Natalie. I am 24 years old. I'm currently living in New Jersey. I work from home, so I live the remote lifestyle. I'm an account manager. And yeah, my day-to-days, I work and I live with my boyfriend in our apartment. We have been together for almost 5 years, which is so crazy to say. We are college sweethearts, which is, it's so crazy to me and mind-blowing that I graduated college in 2021, which was literally over 2 years ago. That is just mind-blowing to me. We have a cat. Her name is Peach. She's 3 years old. We adopted her on Galentine's Day, our senior year of college. So she is our little baby. So a little bit more about me. I was actually born in Ohio and moved to Arizona when I was 5 years old. And when it was time for college, I chose to go to Florida. I went to college at Stetson University. I was there for 4 years and I wanted to be an occupational therapist or a psychologist. So I wanted to go down one of those routes. But after about 2 years of being in the health sciences field, I decided after taking one business course that business was the route for me. So halfway through college, I switched to the business school and I graduated with my bachelor's in business administration with a focus in marketing. So yeah, after we got all of that out of the way, I want to tell you a little bit about why I chose the name It's Nap Time. So I wanted to make it very personalized to me, but also kind of just super catchy and cute. So NAP are my initials, so Natalie Anastasia Palik. And I have always, ever since I was young, loved that my initials were NAP, that it was like a word. So I wanted some point in my life to just have a play on of words. So here we are using the personalization, and my hopes for this podcast are that it is a place for you guys to come and just relax, recharge, and energize, and just kind of hopefully be entertained as well. And for me, this is going to be like my personal therapy as well. Arguably my largest brain dump, and just kind of talking with you guys and opening up conversations that maybe would not be as, I don't want to say allowed, but wouldn't be as comfortable sharing on other social media platforms. I feel like the podcast is a really good place where if people really want to hear from me or hear about me, they'll go to the podcast, because who is going to open someone's podcast and listen if they don't like them? And if that's you, that's just fan behavior, baby. And anyways, so like I said, I'm going to keep this podcast super short and sweet for this first episode. I'm going to have my personal social medias linked in the episode description. And so for right now, the podcast is only available on Spotify, but I'm working on getting it available for Apple Podcasts as well. I personally have always been an Apple Music girly, but for podcasts, I love Spotify. But don't get me wrong, I am usually using Spotify for music just because I feel like the mixes are just, they're just too good, if you know what I mean. So a little bit more about me. I love, love, love going to festivals. That is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. I love art. I love creating. I just love living out my existence and doing things. So ever since the lockdown, I would definitely say that certain parts of me were a little bit turned down, and doing my senior year of college remote and then just working remote for the last a little bit over 2 years, I feel like I've just needed to do something to spark my creativity again. And I really do feel like the podcast is going to be an amazing place for me to do so. So I, like I said, I'm just so excited about this. And I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the first episode. I have started an Instagram for the podcast. So that at is It's Naptime Podcast. If you guys want to give it a follow, check it out. I'm going to be posting updates there, just cute motivational things, any podcast clips in the near future once I get some recordings, which is not going to be for quite some time, but it is definitely going to be in the near future. So I'm just so, so excited. I hope that you are having an amazing day. Hope you have an amazing week. I'm going to figure out which day of the week that I'm going to post on. Maybe I will do a little poll at the end of this episode, because I know you can do polls or just have question boxes, anything like that. Any feedback is always welcomed. I really just want to give the best of me to you guys and just help you guys out in any way that I can. And just like, I know you guys are going to help me out, because with the community that I've already had on my Instagram and TikTok, you guys have just been so awesome, and I truly believe that the energy that you put out is what you're going to receive. Granted, there are always going to be some people that don't understand you, but that's okay. You're not for everyone, and I would rather not be liked by everyone. You know what I'm trying to say. I would rather be liked by good quality people than liked by everyone, because if you're liked by everyone, that means that you are not being yourself, and you're just not showing what makes you you. And that is something that I do not want to look back at the end of my life and be like, wow, I hid the parts of me that made me me. So that is my little spiel on why I wanted to start the podcast. And I'm going to have longer episodes in the future. I just wanted to get a first episode out there, have you guys get to know me a little bit. And yeah, I'm super excited for what is going to come. I'm going to post weekly, like I said, probably either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesdays for the starter of the week. I personally love listening to podcasts on Mondays, but maybe that will mean that I will drop them on Tuesdays to kind of mix it up a little bit. So again, I hope you guys are doing amazing. I honestly can't believe that I am doing this. I can, but I can't. I feel like, you know, anytime you start something new, it's a little bit scary, but what is the point? What's the point in waiting, considering that no day is guaranteed, no day is promised? So why wait until everything is perfect? Why wait until you're fully ready to jump in when you could just jump in, sink or swim? But you know what? If you fall, you get back up, you keep trying. So that is just the mindset that I'm going to go into this with. I'm so, so excited. Thank you again so much for being here. I love you already. I can't wait to see where we go with this podcast and the community that is created. I know I'm sounding like a broken record right now, but I truly do just feel like a kid on Christmas morning. Like, I'm so excited. I feel like the possibilities are endless. So I'm gonna cut it off here, because I just want to see how everything is sounding, see how the vocals and just everything, making sure there's no echoing, you know, all those things. So I love you so much. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Bye.